The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya. For more of their stories, you got to go to www.africa.com. Soku is on the line. How are you doing this morning, Soku?
Fine, thank you. Listeners, how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. So, what do you have for us this morning?
Oh, I've got something simple for you. We've got, I think, something that I'd actually really like to talk to everybody about is the fact that tomorrow we've got a special edition newsletter that's coming out, and it's basically a curation of stories about the African continent from the perspective of U.S. actor Forrest Whitaker. I'm not sure if you know him, but he's from South Sudan, so he's basically worked with Africa.com in terms of telling us what he reads, what are the issues that people should actually be looking out for, and some of the progresses that happen. And this is part of a series that we'll be doing with other famous Africans, you know, just to find out what's in their head space, what are issues that we should be highlighting from the native countries. And Forrest Whitaker is the first one. So if people go into the website, they can sign up for the special edition newsletter, and they can basically get to see what Forrest Whitaker reads and what his concerns, his triumphs, the things that we should be looking out for across the continent, especially his home country of South Sudan.
And very quickly, you also talk about Ghana. What's happening there?
There's a model there by the name of Victoria Michaels, and she basically uses her platform of being a model, an international model, to actually give back home. And how she does this is that she's actually started mobile libraries in her home country in Ghana, and she basically wants to improve the literacy rate. She also provides the children from disadvantaged backgrounds who are in these schools the opportunity to have vocational studies, vocational jobs, projects, and basically give kids another outlet, show them things that they wouldn't have seen had they just been in the situation they're in. And she uses this by, you know, using her modeling career to come back and give back to the children. So she gets the funds, she makes sure the right books are available to them. And as I said, these are mobile libraries, so they're able to move around to where the children are instead of for children to actually go to the library.
Oh, so cool. Well, now you just know. It's a Monday, and then you give me this beautiful news. Ebonage. This is why we do what we do. So cool. Thank you so much for joining us on the show once again. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.